So here we go. It's the Homeless Idea episode number. I don't know. I have no idea. But what it is going on is that my girlfriend and I are in her supportive housing apartment.
Not so supportive housing.
Wondering what is going to happen because she's received an eviction notice because of me, I guess. They're claiming I've caused all sorts of damage to the property and that I'm aggressive with staff, and which is what, Vanessa? Come and talk into the microphone. Hold on a second. Vanessa's going to join us. She's just in the closet right now.
Yeah, coming out of the closet.
Coming out of the closet. Vanessa, what were you saying?
It's all false fucking allegations.
They're a little much. They're harsh. They're harsh allegations. It's not like...
They're not true.
They're not true. I haven't significantly done anything more than any other guest or resident here in the building. I think I've followed the rules as best I can. I've done my best to... I've been trying to harbor a relationship with the staff that's been really tough. Possibly because, you know, I singled them out in my previous podcasts. I don't know what it is, but they're not happy with Shay. I told the truth, man. And some people find that hard to swallow. But it's homelessness. The whole situation right now is, it's designed by the government with property becoming a commodity. And this is part of that whole thing. This is a service provider that owns the property now that basically is renting it out to the poor and has resident nurses. And they haven't been doing room checks. Both Vanessa and I, over the last 3 weeks, both had overdose situations where, you know, we both had to be revived, right? So, and they haven't asked at all how anything is going or how they offered you any support.
No, even if we're like, when you mentioned it the other day, they didn't even say anything. They just switched to a different subject.
Right. And we've been trying to communicate with the landlord and trying to find out if there's anything that we could possibly do to, well, they promised me housing as well.
Yeah.
And they never delivered on that. It was just basically a, you know,
false promise.
Blowing sunshine. Right. And so it's been rough. It's been rough. So we've also had, you know, with, you know, the police thing and the whole no contact, that's also been an issue. The staff was, you know, more calling the police than I think the police were. The police were just as happy to show up, I think. But anyways.
Now they're not.
No, it's not so bad. The judge has, you know, relaxed that whole thing and it's back to common sense and normalcy. So that's good in our lives. So now we're prepared to move on and boom, we get... nailed by the Kool-Aid hand of doom. And
of course, when things start going good for us.
Yeah. So we're catching some hassle by the supportive housing that's not being so supportive. And, you know, if you listen to podcasts, you've heard me talk about Kool-Aid before. And you know what? Hey, listen, that was in the past. And I see that, you know, the staff do work hard and they do their jobs as much as they try, they can, I guess. But I mean, there's, listen, that's just a nice fucking bunch of bullshit I'm trying to say. Listen, I get that you guys have a, you know, a responsibility and maybe a rough job, but the room checks and calling that aggressive is...
Or calling cops because you wanted to see how I was doing when I was being revived.
Yeah, I mean, Vanessa was being revived and I was outside and she lives on the first floor balcony, or just outside the first floor. She has a balcony there. And so it's not too far up. I wasn't screaming or yelling. I just said... I asked one of the staff, how's she doing? And she said to the other staff member, call the cops. So that was, you know, and this is a person that I had phoned and said that, I think you better get up and check on Vanessa right now. And thank fucking God she did her job. Because normally they tell me that basically like I'm the stalker boyfriend. And it hasn't been the case. I'm actually trying to make sure my girlfriend is not upstairs in an overdose situation, because that's just the nature of addiction right now, unfortunately, in our lives. But
and I guess she just felt like, you know, followed what you said.
Thank God she took me seriously this time. And 95% of the time, they're just like, she's fine. I saw her 2 hours ago. And they believe that I'm being aggressive, which I'm not being aggressive. So we did clear this with the staff. It was this way. The aggressive nature was deemed as this. Being eager, not being violent, not being pushy, not being, you know, a bully, but being eager.
And what's wrong with that?
Being too eager to make sure that someone gets up and looks at Vanessa as soon as possible.
We'll do room checks every 5 minutes if you want.
You know, and we've made it clear to the service provider that, you know, that the situation is real, and that so we've informed them of the, you know, substances Vanessa uses, and I do as well. Like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that. Well, listen, for common sense and knowledge, sure, maybe we should tell people how I ended up in an overdose situation. I pushed a pipe.
That had a substance that I
just cannot ingest, which is opiates, and boom, I was out, man. I was dead. So that's for your common knowledge too. Now I'm saying what happened in my personal life for your knowledge that, hey man, if you're in a place where someone hands you a pipe, make sure you know what's in that pipe, man.
Yeah, exactly. So don't pick up pipes and use them if you don't know what's in them.
Yeah. Never pick up a pipe and just use it because, you know, you need a hit.
Don't use alone.
Definitely don't use alone. Definitely don't use pipes alone that you just need a hit, man. You know, I understand that, but like if, find a pipe, man, just get a bite of it before you hit that thing, you know, just because it happens. It happened to me, so it's that simple, man.
Doesn't take much, yeah.
So that's a service, public announcement service provided by the homeless idea. Anyways, so the police returned my cricket, which was nice.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So
pumping out stickers today, I hope.
Thumbs up to the Victoria Police Department for returning my cricket to me. Thanks for not
demolishing it.
Not confiscating my cricket. Taking it home for your wives.
Okay.
I craft. I do. So beyond that, we are getting kicked out here by Kool-Aid now. So after we have these situations, there's been absolutely no offer of help or treatment option or, hey man, you know, you just overdosed. Do you think that you should maybe like go to treatment or something like that? There's been no, they haven't even shown a reaction when we told them of the situation. They're still evicting us. So here's Vanessa for sure, I think, and me as well, both meet the criteria for service, you know, housing, supportive housing, and we're both, you know, Vanessa's being evicted because of me. So this is a reality. And, we're gonna bring you down the road of what this eviction looks like on the homeless idea.
Supposed to be here right now.
Why? What did I do to get me banned again?
Oh, Shay, please, all your yelling and your back and forth.
I yelling back and forth? What do you mean?
I am over this conversation. It is what it is. You're not supposed to be here anymore.
Oh my god, man. Wow, you know that? You're right. You still don't give me a single reason why I'm banned again.
You don't know why you're not.
No. What property damage? Oh, give me a break. I climbed through the window, a wide open window.
But you're welcome here. I see you don't go.
Because, you have no idea what was happening there. Come on, Lee, that's cheap. I didn't do anything wrong. And I take responsibility for the shit I did wrong. Well, I'll take you off, don't worry. I'll leave. So that. That's the whole fucking, that's all we get. So they say that I causing property damage and, I've been yelling up at the building and throwing bottles and breaking windows. So, yeah, I said, yes, I did break a window. I fucking made a mistake. I threw a bottle up the window to try and get the fucking door because I wanted to wake Vanessa up. Yes. I'm sorry I did something stupid.
You admitted to it, though.
We've been down that road.
That's fine.
We've been down that road. So they're using all everything about everything else that we've already been over to evict me again. So I don't know what the fucking problem is. See, I couldn't get a solid answer, you know? She says it's all me. I don't know, you be the judge. So there you go, it's like, well, it goes into a fit of rage exactly every time she sees me. We're wondering if we should like, go on arbitration now. Because we've asked Kool-Aid to consider, you know, that, yeah, like, is there anything else that besides evicting me into the street that we could work with, you know, anything else that we could do? And they're saying no, so, blanket ban or something like that from the service provider. So, you know, I did just get out of jail. And I am on PWD, so I do need the help of the service provider. It would be essential, beneficial in my life to, you know, help me out and get my shit together, right? So I do take accountability for the fact that, in fact, that I've been a pain in the ass to these guys. I'll do that. But I'd still like to, like, I think I have, you know, possibility of, like, doing something, you know, who knows, right? Like, new with my life and even trying to get my shit together, you know, and maybe, like, use one of these places in supportive housing to actually get into independent housing again, you know, with the right steps, and even possibly, right? You know, there's always a dream, so it's possible, right? So, yeah. They're just saying no. You're too supportive. You got too many barriers. I don't know. Anyways, keep you updated. Okay, Vanessa, by now, a lot of people gotta be wondering, why the hell do you have this guy in your place? Why don't you just kick him the fuck out? And why the fuck don't you just leave? And that, you know. And that's we're trying to do that right now with the landlord. We're trying to take one last swing at this and just say, hey, if I disappear, can you let Vanessa stay? And there's never been an answer. So it's kind of like a Hail Mary in an attempt. Like, it's still cold outside right now. It's February in BC. It's Canada. And, you know, so it's cold outside and nobody wants to sleep outside. And so, shit. I don't really, like, look forward to doing that again, honestly. So we're just kind of waiting for, like, the answer for these guys. So if I have to disappear, I have to disappear. So it's not like we're not thinking about that. Vanessa, do you have anything to say like that about this?
Yeah, I just don't think it's fair.
Why do you feel so strong that, like, do you feel that I'm helping you, like, supportively? Like, do you think that?
Yeah, I do. There's something they're being fair at all.
So the alternative is just to leave you alone.
It's a stupid alternative. I'm an alternative I want to do.
You know, so, and honestly, like, they're talking about things that we have gone over in the past and that we've already made our agreements on that, and there's been no official rule breaking since we made their agreements, and so we're all of a sudden wondering why the hell we're just banned all of a sudden. So, I guess I'm kind of trying to hold on, you know. We're offering them right now, I'll disappear if Vanessa can keep her place. So, that's how it's going right now. Pardon me?
I'm trying to find other housing.
We're looking for other housing, but it's not, it's tough, man. So, we get $600 each for rent from the BC welfare system, PWD, and so we're looking for $1,200 in a place, like, that's like $1,600 for a bachelor suite,
And if you're a single mom, because there's lots of other people that they'd rather add to than us, but we keep our faith.
Yep.
I hope that Kool-Aid doesn't put us out in the street.